Okay, can you state your name and title for the record?
My name is Lloyd Lyon. I'm the secretary at Hale City Lodge, number 216, the Masonic Lodge in Hale, Missouri.
Okay, now I understand you have a ham and bean dinner coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We do have a ham and bean lunch coming up. This will be our second annual one. The effort is to raise funds for our continued community projects in our service area, which includes Hale, Bosworth, and the Tina area.
Okay, and can you tell me about some of the projects you guys are trying to raise money for?
Well, we have a scholarship fund that we issue 3 scholarships every year in an amount of $250 to a graduating senior at Bosworth, Hale, and Tina. Some other projects we might be involved in is building ramps for handicapped people to get in and out to access their property. If a project we've done in the past was we painted a house for an elderly lady who couldn't fund that project at that time, we've also went in and cut firewood for people in the community that have been injured due to an accident of some sort. Another project we done one year was we cut down a tree for an elderly lady who didn't have the funds to have the tree cut down commercially for her.
I see. It sounds like a pretty good program you guys have going on there.
It is. We have great community support, and we have a great group of guys that participate in those events out of the Hale Lodge.
Okay, and can you tell me how donations will be made or how people can expect to donate when they come to your event?
We have a couple of ways to donate. One is for the meal itself is a free will donation. On top of that, every year we have people that are very generous and donate money on top of that to go toward any of our projects.
Okay, and for people coming out for the meal, what can they expect for the meal?
This year we're serving ham and beans and cornbread along with grilled cheese sandwiches and a drink. There'll be orange juice, milk, water, tea, coffee, so forth.
Okay, very nice. And can you remind our listeners when and where this is going to take place?
This Saturday, November the 8th, 11 to 2 at the Hale Community Center. Again, it's a free will donation for the ham and bean dinner. That includes cornbread, ham and beans, and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay, and is there anything else that you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add, we've had tremendous support throughout the years in our scholarship program. We're 20-plus years into that we've issued scholarships every year. The other projects are we do some holiday stuff for needy families. We participated in the Masonic Create a Partnership program where the schools have identified needy families in the past that we've been able to make some items available to those kids like clothes and shoes and so forth. And we've had tremendous support throughout the community ever since we've started those programs many years ago.
Okay, good. And one last thing. When you guys are having the dinner, are you guys going to be discussing anything? Are you guys going to be talking about any programs? Or are they just going to expect a dinner?
We usually don't, as a whole, present a program to the group because they're filing in and out over a 3-hour period. But, however, we do get into those conversations privately in small groups while people are there and talking to us about projects that they might specifically donate money to. One of the newest programs we'd done a couple years ago was Bikes for Books, where grades 3 through 5 is a reading program. For every 8 books they read, they are entered into a drawing. And last year, we gave away 6 bikes to Bosworth, Hale, and Tina. We partnered with the Carroll County Shrine Club to cover Carrollton and Norburn schools, and we gave away a total of 14 bikes throughout those schools. And there was over 21,000 books read between those 5 schools, grades 3 through 5 last year. And that's a program that's really taken off. People donate toward that project also.
That's very good. So pretty much if anyone comes out for the dinner and want to talk to you guys about some of the programs, they can just pretty much find one of you guys, and you guys will be happy to discuss it with them.
Absolutely. They can contact any of the members there. We'll probably have 10 or 12 members there working actively for that lunch, and any of them will be happy to talk to them about it.
Very nice. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you for the interview.
Appreciate it. And we'll have this.